You are listening to the Soul Ascension Show with Angel Healing Founder, Callista. Welcome into our sacred space where you can truly be your radiant self. It's time to get inspired, to get creative, to be who you came here to be. Rise and shine. All is here for you.
Hi, beautiful souls. Welcome to the Soul Ascension Show with me, your host, Callista. Today's theme is close to my heart because it defines the path I walk or try to walk most of the time, living in your heart. Tonight I'll be sharing what living in your heart means and the tools to move from the headspace into this cozy, warm center of love. You can expect to receive a special soul immersion journey to guide you into the heart. And we will be taking live calls should you wish to call in and share your questions. And you can find that number at the Blog Talk station. And it's best to call in from Skype. I may be flying solo tonight because we're having an issue with technology. But that's okay because the theme is all about living in the heart, which is acceptance and divine order and just going with the flow. But the chat room, let me just see, is totally open. And I see that some of you have logged in. So feel free to place your questions in there and I hopefully will answer them. I'll get to answer them. I'm going to invoke some help to be with me tonight because I had a wisdom tooth extracted yesterday and I look like I've been fighting with Mike Tyson. And because of that, it sounds like I've got a really bad cold as well. So I'm sitting here with my honey and lemon with lots of turmeric in it. And I'm going to ask the angels, Archangel Shamuel, and his beautiful divine counterpart, Lady Charity, to be very much here with me and with you. And the frequencies of petalite crystal, which for those of you who love crystals, petalite is the most beautiful stone to help bring understanding of what living in your heart truly means and to take you into that space. It does it with such ease and grace. So asking these beautiful frequencies, these archetypes, these crystals, beings and angels to be with us, as well as the Elohim, an expanded part of my consciousness, council that often comes in to share on these shows. So as always, we're going to be asking our beautiful powers that be to bring forward divine clarity and wisdom, no matter where you are in your path of ascension, your path of joy and fulfillment. So living from your heart is the most ancient, natural way of being that is now coming back to our awareness through the process of ascension. And tonight's show really leads on from where we left off. The last show, we were talking about becoming crystalline in nature, raises our abilities to perceive all that is, but with it and also a sensitivity. And that sensitivity, if we allow it and flow with it, can be absolutely blissful. But if we go into the state of resistance and stay in that headspace, it can often bring a lot of challenge. But many of us are leaving, or we're finding roots out of the mind. We're leaving the shackles of the Piscean Age, which was the age of knowledge through intellect alone. It was book learning, it was ego-based. And it was the age whose motto was, what is in it from me, for me, the age of separation. And we're coming into the Aquarian Age, which you may have heard of, the Golden Age, where knowledge is gained through experience, and through experience it becomes wisdom. And here the motto is, how can my actions best serve the whole? How can I best serve consciousness as a whole, rather than what have I just got to gain for myself? And for many, we're leaving the mind and its views of separation and the self into the heart where oneness abides, where we come into the whole of our true self, self with a capital S. And if you follow my posts on Facebook, you'll often see me using the word self with a capital S, and that's exactly what I mean. It's the part of you that's human, but it's the part of you that's being as well. It's both human and being, as well as your spirit self, your multidimensional self, which often is your spirit guides, your angels, your totems, your ascended masters, all that beautiful big family that you work with. That is the whole of the self. Becoming heart-centered allows life to flow with ease and grace, the extent of which may not be apparent if we don't make the journey into the darkness first, only to find the light. When we stop living from the mind alone, we shed the ego and all its resistance that's helped to accumulate all those conditionings. And as we let them go, we create space to relax into who we truly are. Love. Love is the source of everything. It's the fabric that weaves us all together, and it's the space in between. And just like a stream that flows into an ocean, we may not be able to perceive just how infinite we are, but when we allow ourselves to flow as love, we become love in turn. We know. And as Rumi guides, you are not a drop in the ocean, you are an entire ocean in a drop. And on my path, I've personally found that living in the heart is the most peaceful, most graceful and neutral way to live, as it no longer means that you have to view life through the lens of the mind, no longer analysing, planning or trying to figure it all out. And this can bring a lot of relief and a lot of peace of mind, peace of heart. And for years I spent working as a biotechnological scientist, and endlessly was trying to figure things out. You know, that's what my path was. And if I wasn't trying to figure things out at work, I was trying to figure things out in my relationship. And I was really caught up in just living through the mind only to make decisions and life choices. And it was really tiresome. And it was filled with attachments of the mind, the dramas, the stories, the projections. And as I vibrated from this space, I attracted exactly the same from others. But when I chose to awaken, I left that job, I left science, and I'm not downplaying science whatsoever. I bring it a lot into the work that I do now, but it's much more balanced, bringing that knowledge into the heart space, where I've been able to leave troubles, I've been able to leave resistance, and I've been able to come into that sacred space of my heart where only my presence resides. And in this space, I discovered that I could tap into all knowing, that all was truly within me. Creation was within my heart and was there for me to learn from at any time. All I needed to do was just open up in meditation or go into nature. Now it's a way of life. So I would say 95% of the time I'm in my heart, 5% I'm still learning, as most of us are, and that's okay. And this is why in my work I love to just reflect back when I get questions about my clients or my students' path, or my practitioner's path, like what should they do? And they come to me for advice and I say, well, what do you want to do? What does it feel right in your heart to do? And I feel this is a better way to empower others, because we all hold those answers within. We have the whole of creation within our heart. And last week on the call, on our podcast, there was some calls that producer Greg was sharing after the show, and it was from people phoning up to ask for readings, if I could give them some readings about their ascension path. And I would love to be able to do that, and but I don't believe in it, because I believe that you have those answers. I'll gladly reflect back whatever is coming forward, but I don't believe in psychic intuitive readings, not anymore. I find them very disempowering, Not all the time. There's some exceedingly amazing readers out there that just hold a mirror and reflect back what you need to know, what your soul is projecting to them. But in truth, remember that when you come into that heart space, when you live from your heart, you truly are your own guru. You can truly come into all the answers and everything is possible. And even more than that, you can create from your heart space. And science now shows us that our heart is much more electromagnetic in nature than our brain. In fact, it actually contains the brain in a way. It's if we allow ourselves to create from our heart, which works through emotions and feelings and daydreaming and intuition, then we can create so gracefully and so easily. But if we just do it from the mind alone, using logic and thought, it can often come with drama, and it can often come with polarity as well, the good and the bad. But within the heart, there is no polarity, there is no shadow, there is only pure light. And some people talk about when you come into the heart, you come into love. Absolutely, you do. You do. You come into love. But it's not conditional. You know, I don't believe that love is conditional. How can love be conditional? That's not love. Love is always unconditional. Of course it is. It gives without no thought of receiving. It's the weave that brings us all together. And when we're in love with someone, and our partner, for example, say if they do something and we don't like what they do, then that's, and we react to that, that's conditional love. And that's coming from our mind. That's coming from our right brain, our emotional center in our mind. It's conditional. But when our lover does something that's out of character or something that we don't like, but we're in that heart space, we accept them. We don't react. We stay neutral and loving, and we understand what compassion is. Compassion really is unconditional love, I believe, and it's a space that we can come into. It's a space that we can grow into, because there's layers of everything. I used to think compassion was sympathy for others, and then I ascended more into the belief, okay, compassion is empathy for others, understanding where they're coming from. But I would still be judging whether their experience was good or bad. It'd still be coming from that mind. But when I came into the heart, I realized that true compassion is honoring the contrast where somebody is. We're honoring exactly where they are in their path, how awake they are, how asleep they are, and not reacting, just completely accepting where they are. And here in true compassion, there's no separateness. We don't deny each other. We don't separate each other. We recognize that we are one human tribe here on planet Earth, all brothers and sisters, all connected by one spirit, and here to serve, uplift, and reflect, and help one another. So you may feel like you dive in and out of the heart space, and I'd love to hear from you if you do, and if you are looking for ways to really anchor yourself more into your heart, do call in or put your questions into the chat room. A lot of people come to me and they say, I find it easy to come into my heart when I meditate. I find it easy to come into my heart when I do healing, or when I'm with my children, or when I'm with my lover. But it's hard for me to stay in my heart when I am triggered by others, when something from them triggers me into an emotion that takes me out of my heart. And how do I get back in there? And To them I always say the question, what would love do? What would love do in that situation? And just look into that when any fears or conditional habits or patterns come up. And here we can go even deeper than that. We can split this up into three different questions. And I really feel that if you ask yourself these three questions in any situation whatsoever that presents in your life, one of them, or maybe two of them, or all three of them, might flag up for you to bring that to that situation to then bring about harmony and get you back into that space again. And the first one is, how can I give more love in this situation or this person? How can I give more love? And isn't it, don't you find in this world that so many of us can give? We can give and give and give. And I was doing an attunement on a student for the Unicorn Healing Course a couple of days ago. A beautiful soul from Ireland. And when we were tuning into her and passing on the attunement from the unicorns, who are very much real beings from a star system near Sirius, they've came forward to help mankind to really get into their soul. And not really their heart, that's more angelics that do that, but unicorns are more about the soul. Anyway, when we were passing on that attunement, this strong resounding message was, she needs to give more to herself. She gives and gives and gives to others so freely, so abundantly, without hesitation, without condition, but she needs to serve herself. And conditions and resistance and things have manifested in the past and are still cycling in her reality because she's not got the balance there. She's not giving to herself. Her heart is so open at the front, but it's not open at the back. There's nothing coming in for her. Does that resonate in your reality? Are you a giver? Do you receive? Do you give to yourself? So much bliss, so much joy can be restored in our life experience if we open up to the possibility of giving to the self. And it truly isn't selfish. Even if you look up a dictionary and you look at, say, self-love, it might give you the definition of conceit or selfishness. And it just goes to show you that if we're being fed that, if that's our reality within our dictionaries and within our conversations, then of course it's going to build up eons and eons of conditionings and beliefs that self-love is somehow wrong and selfish and it's a bad act and we're in our ego. But truly we're not. We're in our hearts when we give to ourselves. So the first question I would ask myself is, how can I give more love? Is it to myself? Is it to others? Is it to this situation? The second question I would say is, how can I receive more love? Do I need to receive it more from myself? Do I need to receive it more from another? Do I need to be more available to my partner? Do I need to be more receptive to my children? Do I need to really hear their words and listen to them and be present with them? And in that moment, just tune in to what you need and let yourself have it without a condition, without the mind saying, you don't deserve that, you're not worthy of that, just opening up to receive. And lately, it's been in my reality that there's been situations that have manifested that a few years previous would really have taken me out of my heart center. And I was really in gratitude for that because then it reminds me of these tools so then I can share them here as we are right now. And there was an opportunity for me to really be, really not to receive abundance, not to receive more love, not to receive a deeper sense of friendship with people. That's really manifested in the last couple of weeks in my reality. And a really good friend of mine, Patricia, the other host of the Ascension Network, gave me a healing. She just looked into my energy and I shared with her what was coming up. And she said, Callista, you've had so much backstabbing. There's been so much betrayal in your life that you've manifested, that you've chosen to experience. That's your contrast that you've brought forward in this life. And it's not just this life, it goes back many, many lifetimes. And Patricia loves to her path very much so. She's got a lot of skill in working with ancestral healing. So she saw that it's very much there in my maternal line, all of this energy. So I could have chosen to accept that and get in the story of it, or I could have chose to just accept it and go, okay, I'm ready to release that, which I did. I was ready to release it. And she said it's really interesting because backstabbing, if you think about that word, stabbing your back, stabbing the back of your heart, it was blocking your ability to receive. It's blocking your ability to really receive and open up and trust the friendships that you have right now, to open up and trust the relationships that you have, and to open up and trust the abundance that's very much here for you as well. So she helped me to clear that, to clear those energies. And it's been such a free flow after that. So if there's any situations coming up in your reality right now that's causing you resistance, that's causing you to move out of that heart space, ask yourself, how can I receive? What would it take for me to receive more in this situation, or from this person, or from myself? And the third question would be, how can I be more love? And that might sound a little bit trite and a little bit love and light. How can I be more love? But that's a very powerful statement. How can I be more present, more here and now? Instead of spinning stories from my mind about things that have happened in the past or might happen in the future, really being present, really coming into your heart, getting in touch with what love means for you, and putting all your focus and attention into that moment, opening up your heart, opening up your senses, and being that pillar of love. And I find that that can be extremely powerful in times of challenge and change. And I'm getting shown situations with my family the last couple of weeks as well. And it seems to be any topic that Source gives me for this show, I really, excuse me, live and breathe it for the few weeks before, so I can get really primed to share as much as I can for all of you. And that's what's happened. There was a lot of dramas. There was a lot of stories that were coming up between family members. And I knew that just to help the situation, I wasn't there to fix it. And I wasn't there to empathize or sympathize. I was there just to accept the situation and be more love, to really be present. And sometimes that presence can mean listening to somebody. Just listening. We are such fixers, aren't we? We're such problem solvers, especially those in the in the awakened community. We like to fix, we like to heal, but really sometimes we just need to be present, to listen, to forget about ourselves, to forget about our own stories, our own process, and just open our hearts and listen. With no thought of reply, just being fully present to what's been shown to you by another, accepting where they are, accepting their emotions, accepting their reality, not trying to fix it, just being there for them. So the three questions are, how can I give more love? What would it take for me to give more love in this situation? Or what would it take for me to receive more love? Or what would it take for me to be more love? And for the last couple of years, I've used these as tools in my toolbox that I bring out any time that I feel I have came out of that heart center. And you know when you have, because you go straight back into the mind. You get triggered by people. What I mean by that is there's an emotion that comes up that is mirroring in some way what's coming up in another person's reality, because at the end of the day, we're all each other. Our presence is their presence and vice versa. So you can get easily triggered and be in the reaction. Or you can project whatever's going on in your head, whatever the ego is conjuring up, you can project that onto others, and you can get into blame and victimhood and really get into the dense shadow stuff of life, which I'm not saying is good or bad. You know, in the heart, everything is neutral, but when you come back out of that space into the mind, everything feels denser, and you certainly don't want to be hearing the questions, how can I give more love and how can I receive more love? You probably think that's a lot of nonsense, a lot of trite. So it's only when you come into the heart that you realize, oh God, why was I fighting? What are all these stories? What were all these masks? Why was I being such a, I can't swear on Blog Talk Radio, but you know what I mean. Why was I not being my true authentic self with that person? God, when I'm in my heart, I really feel and I accept them and I love them. And yeah. So I feel like I've shared quite a lot there. So I'm just going to look and see if we've got any questions on the chat room. Okay, there is loads of guests, and poor producer Greg can't take calls. Oh, I really feel for him. Okay, so what we're going to do, beautiful souls, is we are going to go to an advert, and when we come back, we're going to do a soul immersion journey to take you into your heart, to take you into that sacred space in your heart. And here is an open invitation to just let go and receive and give to yourself. So I will see you on the other side of these ads. Thank you. Hi, this is Callista, and I'm excited to share with you that my online course, Unicorn Healing, has just 2 weeks left before enrollment closes for the year. Unicorn Healing is a heart-based, hands-on energy system that brings about health, wellness, and empowerment. It aims to give all concerned the knowingness of their life path and soul's purpose and the tools needed to fully rise up and shine. The unicorns are caretakers for the soul and are returning to our awareness to bring forward all it takes for humankind to ascend into the new golden age. You may have felt the presence of the unicorns in your dreams, meditations, or when out in nature, and if so, this course may fill in the gaps that now wish to be revealed. For more information or to enroll, visit www.etheriallight.co.uk or email me at callistaascension@gmail.com. I look forward to supporting you into your highest and fullest soul's potential.
For powerful, on-purpose meditations, visit vibedeck.com/Callista. Active energy journeys to empower prosperity, joy, wellness, and love to flow freely in your life. For online courses and personal sessions, visit facebook.com/Callista Ascension. Be who you came here to be. Arise and shine.
So welcome back, beautiful souls. You're listening to the Soul Ascension Show with your host, Callista, and tonight's theme is living in your heart. And I had to laugh at myself there in that advert that we did today about the Unicorn Healing course, because it sounds so nasally with releasing. And, you know, that brings me on to something else about living in your heart. When we're in a state of resistance about anything, when we come out of that space, when we come out of our true self, we can manifest things like disease. We can manifest colds and clearing, like I'm doing right now. And you just have to laugh at that, you know, and take it lightly and not get too bogged down that, you know, we are human at the end of the day. We're also beings, we're both, but sometimes we can manifest things that are for our highest and best, but perhaps don't feel good at the time. And the last couple of days I had my wisdom tooth out, and because so much has presented this, you know, last few weeks to take me out of that heart space, probably to do this show, I knew that my tooth had to come out because it was giving me a lot of pain. And so I chose to just turn that discomfort into comfort. I decided to put everything that had came up, that had presented in those couple of weeks, into that tooth. And I packed it full of old beliefs and old patterns and heartache and everything that Patricia had pulled forward, betrayal and self-doubt and self-sabotage and all the hurt from past relationships and people who weren't in respect of me for whatever reason. And I just put it in that tooth, and when the dentist pulled it out, I was just so happy for it to release and let go. And this is the fallout, this is the clearing that comes afterwards. So that's okay. When you come into your heart space, you recognize that and you see the bigger picture, and you also understand that every time discomfort comes up, any time resistance comes up, it's just an opportunity for growth. It means you have hit a new ceiling. You have experienced everything in that room. You've explored every corner, every nook and cranny. There's nothing more for you to learn. So you move upwards and outwards or inwards into a new space. You go through the ceiling. And sometimes it can be uncomfortable to shift your body through. Sometimes we just have our head in that new room and we're looking around and we're like, oh, I kind of like what I see, but I'm still stuck in this old reality, and your body is, you know, trying to weave its, duck its way through into the next room. But when we come into our heart, when we release that resistance, we just fly through that ceiling and we come into that new space and we just go, ah, right, okay, what's there to learn here? And, you know, we embrace life with much more gusto and much more enthusiasm. And this is why we came here. We came here to experience joy through contrast, yes, but it can be easy. It can be graceful. And this is the nature of these shows, to help bring forward tools, giving you the perspective from source, from the highest vantage, but delivered in down-to-earth ways that you can implement into your life, because we're all in it together. And with that, I would like to take you in a soul immersion journey. And these journeys are an active energy space, much more than the meditation, that take you into your infinite self. They take you into that creative space where everything is created from, and everything returns to, just like your breath. So if it's safe to do so, if you can, beginning now to relax, to close your eyes, breathing into your body, and breathing out. Breathing into this moment. And breathing out. Letting your body settle. Accepting any noise. Accepting any presence around you. Everything's okay. And it's time for you to take some time out for you. Time for you to receive and come into the sacred space of your heart. And one of the simplest ways to do this that we have been shown and taught for eons through the Ascended Masters and the Angels, who are now very much coming forward to be with you, to be with me, is to connect to Mother Earth, to feel her presence, to feel her love. To appreciate her, to come into love with her. And in the doing so, we come into love with herself, our true self. Seeing beyond all masks, all ego, all resistance, into that bright, magnificent, beautiful soul that we are. Mother Earth holds that immaculate mirror for us to see our true potential, to see who we are beyond our bodies and our mind, beyond our emotions, our reactions. She shows us our infinite self. So let's begin to connect to Mother Earth by taking yourself in your mind's eye, an eye within your heart, to somewhere that you love to go in nature. A place where you feel most at home, most connected, most alive. Breathing yourself here as you move into this space now. Coming into the colour and the richness and the breath of this place. Feeling the soil or the sand or the grass below you, depending on where you are. Stretching your hands out, stretching your fingers out. Feeling the crisp air flow through you. Turning your face upwards. Letting the sun breathe its beautiful energy down on your face, your body. Opening your senses. Opening to nature all around. And what do you love the most about being here? What satisfies your soul in this sacred space? Connecting with that gratitude, that love. Breathing it in, taking it into your heart center, as if you were drawing its essence, its light. Breathing it into your heart, letting it connect and form a sphere of light. Fill this orb, this sphere of light, with your appreciation for other aspects of nature. Perhaps you love the energy of trees, the stillness of water, the liberation from walking the hills and the mountains, the scent of the flowers. Placing all that you love from nature into the sphere, the foods you like to eat, those beautiful drinks that Mother Earth provides, the fruit juices, vegetables, all the love that she gives you every day when you walk within her. Packing everything into the sphere. Feeling it now expand out of your heart. And with your attention, sending it down through your body, through the soles of your feet, through the ground, birthing it through the crust of the earth, down and down, and down it flows, through the mantle, through the rock, through the liquid, through the fiery liquid core, all the way down into the center of Mother Earth. Bursting through with such grace, her crystal heart, coming right into that pinpoint center of immaculate love, her heart. And as it touches her heart, she receives it with such joy. She feels you. She sees you. She sees all of you. And she loves you. She loves you so much without condition, without judgment. And she's now sending that love up through the many layers of her body, back through the crust, back through the soles of your feet, and into you now. And you may feel that as a warm, comforting energy begin to flow up from your toes, your legs, spine. And just let the love of your Divine Mother flow to wherever it needs to go. That's right, breathing it in. Letting it melt away any boundaries, any fears. Dropping defenses. There's nothing to protect yourself from. Here, you're one with love. One with the love of your Divine Earth Mother. Just breathing in to all that she's offering you now. Taking it into your heart. As a chamber within your heart opens up fully, receiving her. Through the other chamber of your heart, a golden light now flows out. And this golden light flows out of your heart and up through your body, up through the top of your head, through the crown, up and up. This golden light flows, connecting you now through the sky, through the clouds. And it's okay, you can travel up, let your spirit travel on this golden light, up and up, formless, without a body. Just your intention flows through the sky. Through the air. Up and up. Until the sky becomes dark. Illuminated by stars, planets. And still further you rise. Contemplating the cosmos. our universe, on all the universes that are within creation. Aspect you are connected to, and the bridge between you and them is that of the Divine Father. Everything that is, that's not the earth. And you can see this as the energy of the sun, if that feels right to you. So feeling the presence of the sun now, begin to come into your awareness. Finding yourself move through the warmth and power of that sun. And it's okay to do that. You're safe. As you move through deeper and deeper into the sun, into its core. And here it's not crystalline, it's light, it's energetic, and it is the divine heart of the masculine, connect with one, with the masculine, with that of action and will. And your Divine Father feels your love. And you may start to feel the power, the energy that comes into your body as you connect in this pure way with the Divine Masculine. Just breathe down now, coming back through the sun, keeping that cord, keeping yourself connected to Him. This aspect of you. As you breathe yourself down through the cosmos, taking His energy through the crown of your head, and letting the energy of the Divine Masculine move through your body now, again, effortlessly. Not controlling it, just letting it flow. Breathing into the strength, the rejuvenation and the clarity that only the Divine Masculine can bring. And now, like the weave of the double helix, let all that's the earth and all that's the sun merge and meet in your heart center. Let the earth and the sun make love in your heart. Breathing yourself into your heart to combine that trinity. Breathing into all that you are. Feeling your heart completely open. Front, back, sides, light streaming out of your heart in every direction. Anything that's not of divine love melts away, has no place, has no hold here. Here you are, one with all life. Beyond judgment, beyond separation. Here you have access to your soul, to your spirit, to all knowing. Just enjoy this. Enjoy the feeling of your expanded self, completely held by the earth and the sun and everything in between. And in your heart of hearts, you know that you always have a choice. You can choose your head or your heart to live your life. You can choose power or disempowerment, distraction or love, fear or resistance. The power is forever within your hands to create your life. What are you choosing to create? What are you choosing to bring your focus on? And for a moment, just dream, just daydream, manifest from this heart space all that you want to bring into your life. Seeing it and feeling it already here, already present. And so it is. Breathing in, beautiful souls. And breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. So we gently come out of this space. Okay, hope you enjoyed that journey. Let's just keep in that beautiful, cozy heart space. I'm sure you feel very much in your heart now after that journey. And this is a really good way, a really fantastic tool just to come into your heart is to connect down to Mother Earth. Sometimes people use roots, like roots of a tree. And then you can imagine your heart opening. Beautiful trunk, your strong trunk opening front and back. And then as you extend your branches, you can then tap into creation and the divine masculine. And the tree analogy is a good one to use in the moment, especially when you feel like you've came out of your heart center for whatever reason. Okay, I want to go to some questions. We have a couple of questions here. Let me go to the first one. There's so much I could say on this topic. I really could talk about this for a long time. So we may do another show on this. Okay, let's go to Leanne in Alberta, who is asking. She says, ironically, I've been finding it more challenging to stay living from my heart the more I raise my vibration. And that's why I've been drawn to your crystalline course. I'm hoping this will reconcile the difference. The more we raise our vibration, the more sensitive we become to lower energies. And then you feel like this intolerable, I can never say that word, Liam. You've written, you feel like you feel agitated all the time. Because even though I know that everyone's in light and on their journey, for whatever reason, I find myself more reactive than I've ever been. And it makes me feel bad about myself. Or at least not very spiritual. And I can't seem to overcome this and stay in my heart space. Okay. This is a really common question. And absolutely, you can feel like when you, the more that you come into your heart, the more sensitive you're becoming. Absolutely. I understand what you mean, Leanne, and this presents a lot. What I would say to you, I don't know if you know this truth, you perhaps do, because I feel like you're very much on your path. And I know that you've just started one of my courses, the Crystalline Course. So I know that you're very much on your path already. But one of the very old sutras, you know, it goes back to Vedic philosophy, is that the other person, the other situation that's present in your life that you say is agitating you or taking you out of that heart space is always you. And this is sometimes a bitter pill to swallow. But when we can recognize ourselves reflected in another person, we really can come into such deeper clarity, and we come out of that reaction or that density, what you say that you're feeling. When we're in the mind, when we're in the right side of our brain, which sometimes a lot of light workers hang out in, and they think that they're in their heart because they're feeling the emotion of love, and everything seems to be rose-tinted and beautiful, but when they're triggered by something, it's easy for them to react or blame. It's a clear fire sign that they're definitely not in their heart, because when you are in the heart, there is no separation. There's no judgment. In that space, you're one with all, and you accept everything, good, bad and ugly, that's presenting. Again, if we remember, there's no polarity when we come into that heart space. So consider whatever's presenting is also presenting in your own reality. So when you meet another, when you meet another person, see yourself in them. See the essence of you in them and what's coming up. And ask yourself, what is highest and best for me to learn in this situation? Why am I coming out my heart space because of this person, or because I'm perceiving lower energies? What would it take for me to come back into that space? What do I need to learn? What qualities am I either liking from this person that's coming up in myself? But normally, if you're being triggered, it's aspects of you that you're seeing in that person that you're disliking. So again, what are these aspects that you can give light to and you can give love to? And we go back to those three questions. How can I be more love, give more life, give more love and receive love? Work with those tools, and I'm sure it will get you back into your heart center. And I know I've said that really quickly. I just want to come to Colleen's question. And Colleen in America is saying, why do people who are not on their path of ascension seem to be so angry, mean, or just unhappy when they're in the company of someone who's on their ascension path? This could be a close friend who is starting to not be a friend, for example. Oh, that has so been my reality the last couple of weeks. There was a beautiful soul who I knew in America who presented to be, just such a wonderful soul. And she's really in a place of fear at the moment and a place of blame. And for whatever reason, I seem to be her scapegoat right now. And that's okay. Like I was saying before with Leanne's question, Colleen, we are all mirrors. And sometimes it can aggravate people when we are in our hearts and we are neutral, because it is showing the gulf between where they are and where they want to be. We're basically showing this huge big gap, and they want to be there. They're striving to be there. But of course, when you strive and you want something, you're coming from that mind space. At any given point, we can allow and come back into our hearts. And it's unfortunate that some people are triggered by those that are in their heart and those that are on their spiritual path. And I think it's just because we bring forward a lot of fear in them. We show them where they need to give love to and give light to. And this is a whole new topic that I think I'll go into the next show, Colleen. That's a really good space to leave off. So I just want to thank everybody for coming tonight, for sharing your questions and just being present, for being here. When you're here, you're very much here for all of us, because as we ascend and choose to ascend, we're really doing that for humankind, as for the collective. So for now, thank you so much. I love you so much. And until next time, rise and become infinite. You are the one that you have been waiting for.
You have been listening to the Soul Ascension Show with your host, Calista. Come join our community page at facebook.com/Calista Ascension. Share your feedback to support others to rise up and shine. be inspired, be creative, be your radiant self. All is here for you.